put it in writing. But let's not imagine that learning about writing is completely outside the important fundamentals of linguistics. We write English in what is called a phonetic alphabet. This means that the letters of the alphabet stand for sounds, the most basic elements of language that linguists study. A phonetic alphabet is a medium, in the sense of an extension of our bodies. It turns the sounds of language that we produce with our lungs and tongues and teeth and lips into visual marks, whereas the sounds of language are an extension of the thoughts in our minds. Here we are back at the basic idea we started with, language as a tool. A phonetic alphabet is a tool or medium not only because it extends our bodies, but in the even more basic sense of something that goes thought grooves between and brings together. What does a phonetic alphabet go between and bring together? Meaning and sound. If we compare, say, Chinese characters with a phonetic alphabet, we find no go-between in Chinese. The writing gives meanings, but it doesn't show how to pronounce what is written. If you are having trouble understanding this, think about symbols like plus, or dollar, or percent. There is nothing in the shapes of these symbols to show how they are pronounced. But there is in the letters of plus, dollar, and percent. Imagine if every word in English was a symbol like plus instead of plus, dollar instead of dollar, or percent instead of percent. And then you've got an idea of how Chinese works and how it is different from a phonetic alphabet.